Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Variations of Prayer. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. What we pray for, how we pray, when we pray, where we pray, and what battles we encounter during prayer varies widely among Christians. We will look into some of those differences in today's message. Please forgive me in advance. Today's message is on the lighter, shorter side. Both my wife and I have been recovering this past week from COVID, and my energy levels a little drained, and my writing inspirations a little on the lower side. With that said, I thought I would use today's message for a quick refresher on the subject of prayer. What do we pray for? Each season of the liturgical year presents us with unique prayer opportunities. For example, now during Advent, we have the opportunity to share in the ancient longing for the coming of the Messiah. The word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, meaning to come. Therefore, Advent is the perfect time to pray, reflect, and meditate on the three aspects of Christ's coming. First, our Lord has come on the first Christmas day. That's past tense. Our Lord will come again at the end of time. That's future tense. And we invite Jesus to come into our life today. And that is the present tense. Where do we pray? In addition to communal prayer at church, most Christians seek out their own unique oasis for private prayer. Some of us go to retreat centers. Some go on pilgrimages. Some go for a walk in the woods. Some have a dedicated prayer corner in their home. Some simply kneel on the bedroom floor to pray. And some are fortunate enough to have a chapel in their home for prayer. When do we pray? Most of us have a preferred time to pray. Some choose mornings, others choose evenings. Many Christians pray throughout the day. And of course, most Christians pray before and or after their meals. How do we pray? Throughout Christian history, three major expressions of prayer have been observed: vocal, meditative, and contemplative. All three share a common trait. They all require a heart disposed to God. With vocal prayer, we use words, both spoken and in the silence of our mind. It's been said, whether or not our prayer is heard depends not on the number of words, but on the fervor of our soul. Clearly, Jesus used words to pray. He taught us the Our Father. He also demonstrated vocal prayer in the synagogue, during his agony in the garden, and from the cross. Through meditative prayer, our mind seeks to understand the why and how of the Christian life. Through it, we position ourselves to better adhere and respond to the Lord. Meditative prayer helps us find answers to this question: Lord, what do you want me to do? Contemplative prayer gives us the opportunity to share our life with the Lord. Saint Teresa once wrote, quote, "Contemplative prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than a close sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him who we know loves us," end quote. Prayer battles. If you sometimes find it difficult to pray, you're not alone. We battle ourselves and we battle the evil one when we are trying to pray. It is not always easy to pray. Mental distractions are common in prayer, and it's challenging to remain attentive. Books, holy icons, scripture, and other prayer tools can sometimes help. Because of the obstacles to prayer, we must have a strong, intentional, persistent commitment to pray. We need to set aside a time and place to pray to the Lord, and we need to stick with it. What we pray for, where we pray, when we pray, and our expression of prayer vary from person to person. The bottom line is this: the Lord leads us to prayer by the path that is most pleasing to Him. In the end, what matters most is the need to pray with our whole being. If we become discouraged while praying, we must call on the Holy Spirit for His assistance, and we must trust God. After all, God loves us and knows our needs better than we do. Now, will you please pray with me? Answer me when I call, my saving God. When troubles hem me in, set me free. Take pity on me. Hear my prayer. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and to share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.